So, have you ever heard that SEO is dead?
Oh, absolutely.
It seems like it's one of those rumors that it just won't die. You hear it at conferences, you read it online.
Yeah, it's like a recurring nightmare for digital marketers.
It's true. And every time it pops up, it causes a bit of a stir, which is exactly why we're going to do a deep dive into this BigOrange Marketing blog post today.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to put out a new piece for their clients, and it's titled SEO is Dead.
Ooh.
That depends on how you define it.
I see. So, tackling that question head on.
Exactly. Transparency is key when it comes to this stuff, especially with all the changes happening in SEO these days.
Absolutely, it's constantly evolving.
So the blog post kind of starts off with a bold statement. It says that SEO, at its core, isn't going anywhere. Like, as long as we've got search engines and websites, SEO will be a thing. But, and here's the catch, it's how we do SEO, how we achieve it, that's constantly changing.
Right. It's about adapting to the times.
Totally. What do you think about that whole idea that SEO isn't dead, it's just evolving?
Well, it makes sense when you think about it. It's like survival of the fittest, but for websites. The blog post actually delves into the history of SEO tactics a bit, even bringing up the whole white hat, black hat, and gray hat thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? It's like the Wild West of the early internet days. People were trying all sorts of crazy tactics to game the system.
Exactly. Keyword stuffing, hiding text in the background, you name it. People were desperate for those top rankings.
I'm a little embarrassed to admit I even tried a few of those tactics back in the day.
Oh, I think we've all been there. But that's kind of the point the blog post is making. It's not that SEO itself is dead, but those old spammy tactics are about as useful as a flip phone in a 5G world.
So true. Search engines have become way more sophisticated. They're not falling for those tricks anymore.
Exactly. They're prioritizing quality over shortcuts. So it's not so much a funeral for SEO, but more like a, well, a
I
metamorphosis.
like that. A metamorphosis.
Yeah.
SEO is transforming, adapting, and those who don't change with it, well, they get left behind.
Precisely. And what's the key to survival in this new SEO landscape? The blog post says it all. High quality, original content that truly connects with your audience, content that resonates.
Which, let's be honest, that's always been important, right?
Always.
But it feels like it's even more crucial now with so much content out there vying for attention.
Oh, absolutely. It's not enough to just have a website. You need to offer something unique, something valuable that actually answers your audience's questions and keeps them engaged.
Definitely. The days of just churning out those short, keyword-stuffed blog posts are long gone. And you know what I find interesting? This blog post we're talking about, it actually embodies this idea itself.
So, how so?
Well, it's structured around a question that their clients are constantly asking, which is SEO dead? So they're using their content to address a real audience need. It's very meta, don't you think?
Very meta.
Okay, so we're talking about content, and the blog post outline specifically mentions this shift towards longer form content.
Yeah.
Are we saying goodbye to those bite-sized blog posts we all used to write? Should we be writing novels now to appease the SEO gods?
Well, I don't think we need to start writing novels just yet.
Okay, good. I'm not sure I have the attention span for that.
Right. But there's definitely a trend toward longer form content, and I think there are a few reasons for it.
Like what?
Well, for one, search engines seem to really like depth. They want to see content that really dives deep into a topic, something that provides real value to the reader. And honestly, from a reader's perspective, who wants to wade through a sea of surface-level content? I know I don't.
That's a good point. If I'm searching for something online, I'm usually looking for more than just a quick answer.
Right. And in a world that's constantly bombarding us with distractions, longer form content that actually offers valuable insights or maybe even a bit of entertainment, it's more likely to grab someone's attention and, more importantly, hold it.
So it's about finding that balance between satisfying the search engines and keeping your human readers happy, which sounds like a bit of a tightrope walk. But it makes me think, if we're talking about longer form content, where does that leave the whole idea of authorship in the age of SEO?
That's where things get really interesting. The
Right.
blog post talks about this too. It emphasizes the importance of having a clear, authoritative voice behind your content.
So it's not enough to just string a bunch of words together anymore.
Not at all. You need to establish yourself as an expert in your field, a trustworthy source.
So it's not just about keywords and algorithms anymore. It's about building trust with your audience through your content.
Exactly.
But what about AI? How does that play into all of this, especially with the rise of AI content generation tools? I'm really curious to know what the blog post says about that.
Ah, the AI question. It's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
It really is.
And you know what? The blog post doesn't shy away from it one bit.
Really?
It tackles it head on. In fact, it directly addresses the role of AI in SEO. And it might surprise you. It actually suggests that AI might not be the content creating monster some people think it is.
Oh, interesting. Because when you think about how important it is to have high quality original content with a unique voice, you'd think AI would be the enemy.
You'd think so, right? And the blog post does mention being careful about relying too heavily on AI-generated content, mainly because it can lack that human touch.
Makes sense. It's hard to replicate that genuine human connection with an algorithm.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. The blog post actually points out how AI can be a really valuable tool if you use it strategically for SEO.
So we're not talking about replacing human writers entirely.
No, not at all. I think human writers can breathe a sigh of relief for now.
Okay, good. Because I was starting to worry about my job security there for a second.
The blog post suggests that AI can really shine in those areas where you need to do a lot of heavy lifting. You know, like in-depth research, competitor analysis, even optimizing your content for readability.
So it's like having a super-powered research assistant who can crunch all that data and point you in the right direction.
Exactly. And that frees you up to focus on the creative side of things, the stuff AI hasn't quite mastered yet.
That makes sense. Because while AI might be able to spring words together, it can't replicate that creative spark, that unique voice, that ability to connect with an audience on an emotional level.
Exactly. That's still our domain for now, at least. But it makes you wonder, if AI is handling all the data and we're focused on the creative side, where do keywords fit into all of this?
Right. Have keywords become obsolete now that we're all about quality content?
That's another thing the blog post addresses, and it offers a really interesting perspective. It basically says that keywords are still relevant, but they're not the only thing that matters anymore.
So it's not just about stuffing as many keywords as possible into your content.
No, not at all. In fact, the blog post actually warns against that. It says that trying to force keywords into your content can actually work against you because search engines are getting smarter and they can spot keyword stuffing a mile away.
So if keywords aren't the be-all and end-all of SEO, what's the secret to finding that sweet spot between writing great content and using keywords strategically?
It all comes back to that holistic approach we were talking about earlier. It's about naturally incorporating relevant keywords into your content in a way that makes sense in context and actually enhances what you're saying rather than disrupting it.
So it's about finding that balance between appealing to the search engines and keeping your human audience engaged, which, when you think about it, is really what good writing has always been about.
Exactly. The fundamentals never change. But there is another crucial aspect of SEO that often gets overlooked in these discussions, and it's something the blog post highlights, technical SEO.
Right. It's easy to get caught up in the content side of things.
Yeah.
But technical SEO is like the backbone of your website's visibility.
Exactly. And the blog post stresses that no matter how amazing your content is, if your website is slow, difficult to navigate, or full of technical errors, it's going to have a hard time ranking well in search results.
It's like having a fancy sports car with a flat tire and a sputtering engine, right?
Exactly. It doesn't matter how good it looks if it can't get you where you need to go.
So what are some of the key takeaways from the blog post when it comes to technical SEO? What should people be focusing on?
Well, it emphasizes the importance of things like site speed, mobile optimization, structured data, and having a clear site architecture. These are all things that can significantly impact your website's performance and, ultimately, its ranking.
It sounds like technical SEO is the unsung hero of the SEO world, the behind-the-scenes work that can make or break your website's success.
Absolutely. And the blog post drives that point home, making it clear that a strong technical foundation is just as important as high quality content when it comes to long-term SEO success.
So we're talking about building for the long term, but how do you measure success in the SEO world when everything seems to be about instant gratification?
That's a really good question, and it's something a lot of people struggle with, but the blog post offers a really great analogy to illustrate why patience is key when it comes to SEO. It compares building an SEO strategy to constructing a building.
Okay.
You need a strong foundation to support everything else.
So it's not just about trying to game the system for a quick boost in rankings.
No, it's about creating something sustainable, something that will stand the test of time.
It's about playing the long game.
Exactly. And that takes patience, consistency, a commitment to creating something truly valuable that people will genuinely want to read, share, and come back to again and again.
It's like that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly. SEO is a marathon, not a sprint. And just like training for a marathon, It takes time, dedication, and a willingness to adapt along the way.
But the rewards are there for those who are willing to put in the work.
Absolutely. So to circle back to that question we started with, is SEO dead?
Right, because that's what we're here to find out.
I think it's safe to say that SEO is alive and well, but it's evolving.
It's definitely not the same as it used to be.
Exactly. Those who are willing to evolve with it, who embrace quality content, genuine engagement, and a holistic approach, those are the ones who will thrive in this ever-changing digital world.
So it's less about trying to outsmart Google and more about understanding how to work with search engines to create something valuable for your audience.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that SEO is not some separate tactic, but an integral part of a comprehensive digital marketing strategy.
It's woven into the fabric of everything we do online.
And as we become more and more reliant on the digital world for information, for connection, for just about everything, really, understanding SEO is only going to become more vital.
Which leads us to one final thought-provoking question. If everything online is content, does that mean everything is, in some way, also SEO? That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into the world of SEO. Thanks for listening.